I have no reason to believe that they won't play. So, but you have 51 hours between now and the game, and we'll see how it goes. They progress through the week, as we'd hope. They practice, so feel good about the opportunity for them to play.
Is there any one player that you're more concerned about with the type of injury?
Not really. I mean, they're all, you know, injuries are injuries. I mean, there's a reason why they didn't practice up until today. So, but I feel confident that they'll go Sunday.
How much of your pass defense do you think is maybe part of the lockout? Because it's such a technique-driven position, you know, playing pass and all that, as a defensive back. Do you think maybe that has something to do with maybe?
I can't measure the lockout. I don't have a measuring stick to tell you the difference between our team coming out of a normal offseason and now this year. I mean, and I understand why the question keeps being asked. It's something that's not measurable in my opinion. So we're a football team that's played two games. There's statistics that are positive, and there's some statistics that are not so positive. I don't think you react to either one of them, the positive ones or the not so positive ones after two games. You don't totally evaluate your football team. Now, if it continues to happen, the negative statistics, then yes, then you have a trend, and you better fix that trend because people continue to challenge you in that area. So, and that's the way we approach it.
How did Tremont look to you this week?
I thought he improved through the week. I thought he looked today. It was his best day. So he took all the reps that he was scripted to take, and he looked good out there. So,
Mike, when you face most teams, forcing a team to check the ball down to the back is sort of a good thing. With Chicago, that can be a dangerous thing with Forte out there. Does that change the way you guys play the Bears at all, or do you have to be more cognizant of Forte out there as a check down back?
Well, two-part question. Number one, Matt Forte is a focus of their offense, and he'll be a focus for our defense, whether they hand it to him, check it down to him, or release him out of the backfield. So they're going to plan on getting Matt the ball, and rightfully so. I mean, they should do that, and that's the way we'll play him. But, when you're playing pass coverage, you definitely want to stop the progression from the point of the triangle, moving back to forward, but you have to have, coverage emphasis on a player like Matt Forte. Well, we'll see. He hasn't had a full week of practice, so I don't know if he's quite ready yet.
Thank you.